Okay, let's get into Parshas Bahar, Tavshin Pei Dalid, as we head towards the end of Sefer Vayikra. And we have, again, this year, every Parsha gets its own heading and its own week. Par B'chukosai, offer together, but we just focus on Bahar. Just start off with one liner from Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov. It's quoted here in the Chalkas Ben Yamin and Rabbi Yamin Kamenetsky Sefer. Just one line he quotes from Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov. He quotes that the Pasuk says at the beginning of the Parsha, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael v'marta lehem, right, Hashem says to Moshe to tell B'nei Yisrael, Ki savo el ha'aretz asher adinosin lachem, when you go to the land that I give you, v'shav saaretz shavas lashem. So it's interesting, Rav Nachman says, it says nosein, it doesn't say etain or nasati. Right, he could have said, asher, that I gave you, because of going back to Avram Avinu, or that I will give you, I will give you when you go in. But it says that I... No saying, present tense, Lashon Hove. So he quotes, like Chazal say by Torah, that we have to feel, Ki'ilu, every day Torah is given to us, Asher Anochi Mesav Chayom, Ki'ilu Nitna Bo Hayom. So he says the same thing about Eretz Yisrael. Right? V'tirish Yehudi Tzorach Lehovetz Eretz Yisrael, Ki'ilu Nitna Hayom Lanu, Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu No Sein Osa B'chaleis. But as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it every day, we can't let it get stale, we can't let the relationship be old. So just like Torah, Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov says the same thing about Eretz Yisrael. The chavivus, that we have to feel as if we got a new gift. Like we just got Torah, we just got Eretz Yisrael, we have to feel that every day of our lives, every Jew, everywhere. Obviously, there's a lot of Eretz Yisrael in this Parsha. Shemitah and Yovel take up a large portion of the Parsha, so a number of the thoughts will be connected to that. Okay, so let's get us started. And we need to make sure that that relationship always stays vibrant and fresh. Ukras and Dror. We might have done this over a decade ago, this thought, but it's a Rav Saratskin that is crucial to think about always, but also when we think about Shemitah and Yovel and this year as well. So we know one of the halachas of Shemitah and Yovel, he writes this on the pasuk of Ukrasim Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveha. You shall declare freedom across the land, Dror. So he says it on that pasuk, but really it's a thought on the whole idea of Shemitah and Yovel. The Midrashim already pick up on this, how it is really pretty unreal to think about not getting a paycheck for a year and just sitting and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole nation, right? Not just one family that's going to be supported by others. But all the entire and earlier generations, it was all an agricultural society, and this is what is expected. So the Midrashim already talk about the tremendous gvura that it takes to fulfill. Line six: Far behavano divrei medrash shemitzvah shmita lintosh ulahafkir es manakar panasaso, to leave over. And again, even if we're not a farmer, we need to learn the messages of this mitzvah, to leave over and to make hefker the source of my parnasa, b'meshach shana tmima, hiya mitzvah yoser kasha sheba Torah. It's so hard. It's one of the hardest mitzvahs. V'amakayimim osahim b'chinas malachim. The Medrash already says it's like malachim. You have to be like angelic to be able to have such a connection and bitachon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not normal. Usually we have, as we'll talk about this a little bit later, we have the concept of ishtavlus. We have the concept of what we need to work. But here, no. The Pasuk says, the Medrash connects those who follow Shemitah to Gibore Koach Osei Dvaro. Vim b'Shemitah kan kain kach b'Yovel achaz kama kama. Shemitah, Yovel is after Shemitah. It's 2 years in a row. You know, so it's like unfathomable to be able to have such levels of bitachon. Shoyal shrichon lahafker es asados vakramim nezach shtei shanim retufos. Dover shelo yu'uman. Right? It's unbelievable. Ki yusupar bidaroseinu. Shamnam haye kadavar zeh b'Yisrael. We think that it was like that. And it was, again, he lived in the 30 years ago, 40 years ago, here in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel. But he said, you hear earlier, you read about the generations of the Torah. Really, everybody just sat and learned, and nobody worked for a whole year. Milvad ze haloa Yovel mechayev shiluah chavadim, and not only that, but think about Yovel. Yovel, you have to set your avadim free. That's even harder. I've had this eved for 30 years, and he's faithful, and he helps me out a lot, and he's fine with it also. But we have to set him free. And if I bought fields over the years and I did well in real estate, gotta give it all up to give it back to the original owners. Nimsa, shashomer shvius kadosh yomar lo. Vamakadish shnasach hamishim akandina yovel kodesh kadoshim. Shmita is kodesh, yovel is kodesh kadoshim. So how are we? Right? It's so hard. He says that nowadays in our generation we find it hard enough. Vanachru biyameinu eile. Again, in the 50s and the 60s, Aleinu l'shachneat achen vani sheiskar chanuso reva shal lefnei hashkia. A Friday afternoon, we can't get somebody to close the store for a day, for an hour, and this is for a year, v'umitakeish yoshu b'tvim eich yoradu plaim. How is it? Follow v'seinu azvas b'kar paras v'seim b'chulu. So v'shalim line 29. B'me zachu. How did the nation reach to the level of malachim, to the level of the angelic, a whole nation? Right, b'shasa yovel. So says Rav Saratsky, v'hine, Yisrael kedoshim heim, ve'eretz Yisrael kedosha. Jews are holy, and the land of Israel is holy. Yisrael kedoshim, and eretz Yisrael is kedoshim. Umatzinu. And they are kadosh independently. The land is holy separate from the Jews, and the Jews are holy separate from the land. But umatzinu shebeis kedushos hamisachdos yotze mehan kedusha nifla kodesh hakadoshim. When two kedushos overlap, the sum is even greater than the two parts. For example, ludugma nika kedushas Yisrael kedushas tefillin. Tefillin has kedusha, and a Jew has kedusha. Lomrot kedushas kolecha miYisrael mutter hu lichnos lebeis hakisei. A Jew has kedusha, but he's allowed to go into the bathroom. Jew has kedusha. V'im ein makom mishumar laniach es tefilav rashai hu lachzik es tefilin biyadav lichnos lebeis hakisei. The Gemara in Brachas discusses what if I'm in the middle of nowhere, if I leave the tefillin outside the bathroom when I go into the bathroom, they're going to get lost and stolen. So I could wrap it up properly and bring it into the bathroom if I'm carrying the tefillin. So I could go into the bathroom and my tefillin, if need be, could go into the bathroom. But what if I'm wearing tefillin? That kedusha is so strong. Aval asur lo lichnos l'sham v'tefillin berosho b'zroa. You got to take it off. Lama b'pnei sha'al yedei hischabros beis hakedushos. Because through the connection and the overlapping of those two kedushos, Yisrael utter b'tefillin b'zroa b'rosho misyatzeres kedusha chamura. There's an intense kedusha that is created by the overlap and the joining of a Jew with his tefillin. That can't go into the bathroom. Tefillin can go into the bathroom. A Jew go into the bathroom. A Jew wearing tefillin? No. Because that's too intense. And it's the same thing with the Jew in Eretz Yisrael. A Jew has kedusha wherever he is in the world. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha for thousands of years when Jews were not here. Aval kashem is chabros vayhudi yoshev l'admas hakodesh. But when they are connected, a Jew in the land of Israel, there's nothing that kedusha is intense. Hu misale b'kedushas olamala lamala v'chein misale yedei zeh kedushas haaretz. Both the land and the Jew are uplifted through the kedusha coming together. V'im b'chol mitzvah zamru. And if that's true for a yachid, if it's true for an individual, ein adome mu'atin o'osin es ha'torah l'merubin o'osin es ha'torah. The more people, you have more Jews together with the Kedusha, you have 10 Jews wearing tefillin together, it's ein adome that and one Jew wearing tefillin. If you have one Jew in Eretz Yisrael and 10, you have a tzibur, b'yeshivas Eretz Yisrael ha'idei Yehudim alachas kama v'kama. He says that's an overwhelming when Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. And the levels that are reached are beyond the natural. Hello, Tiran, he says. Shavos HaKadoshim Yashuv Eretz Yisrael. V'lo nitfal v'hem asadon libno osam mizeh. Remember, Avram Avinu lived in Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak Yaakov, and all of a sudden Yaakov, right, the Tsar of Esav didn't start off with Yaakov before he left. Right? The Tsar of Yishmael didn't start up with Yitzchak. When did Tsar of Esav start up? When Yaakov is coming back with a tzibor. On the way back with his 11 children. The Kasher Shov Yaakov im Yud Aleph Banav Milavan Nevaki Mo Samo B'Mavar Yabok. Then, on the border. Why? And he says, I explained elsewhere. Because to have a whole Ada, a whole group of Jews going into Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha would be so overwhelming, Esav tries to defend, prevent it. Esav says, no. Ratzat Satan Limno Yeshivas Ada Shlema. Show Yehudim Eretz Yisrael. Right? And therefore, he says, that's the message of the Jew and the Jewish people. The more Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael, the more powerful they are. The more spiritually powerful they are. And that could raise us up to the level of the angels. V'hachinam yeshevdo be'mitzvah yishev Eretz Yisrael the yachid, v'yeshivas Eretz Yisrael the rabim. Uvein yeshivas rabim, v'yeshivas kol Yisrael. And the more Jews there are, umemela, he says, ef shalomer, line 27, shalahasagas kedusha gadola ki yovel. For yovel, we didn't ask this as a question, but we'll mention it now. Yovel is only when all the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael. Kol yoshvei aleha. Why do you need kol yoshvei? It's not just a legalistic requirement, says the Zayin LaTorah, because when you have all of Am Yisrael in their proper shevet, in their nachla, so then that kedusha is so powerful that will lead us and be mashpia on each of us in terms of our emuna. Shel asagas kedushas gadola ki yovel, lios koach yudi gadol, ad kadei deshiz asados, leaving it for 2 years, retufos, vachzor asados, to give him back the fields and the shiluach avadim, that you need all the Jewish people. You're right, we can't fathom it. 2 years. 1 year is hard enough. One Shabbos is hard enough. But that's what he says. It's the combination of Kedushas Yisrael and the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Leficha, Chayov al Noeg, line 36, Rak, Kishakol Yoshve Aleha. Kishakol Yisrael, Yoshev Eretz Yisrael. Umisyatzeres, I desek Kedusha Eloi, is the amazing uplift to Kedusha comes. That is the message. And we have to recognize, says the Aznayim LaTorah, the amazing quality it is to have the holy people in the Holy Land. Good. And on a holy day like Shabbat and Yatif, it's a triple Kedusha. Triple Kedusha. Okay. Moving right along, similar topic, but another way of looking at it. The Hagyona Shel Torah, Rav Ben Tzion Firer, who often has creative ideas. We know at the beginning of Yovel, the Torah tells us, Pasuk test, Vavarta shofar trua bachodesh ashvi bechal achodesh. When does the shofar blow and all the slaves go free? Yom Kippur. On the 10th day of Tishrei. B'yom HaKippurim, ta'aviru shofar bechal artzachem. V'akidashim ashazachamishim shana. And you sanctify the 50th year across him. Dror ba'aretz. And they have freedom l'chol yoshveha. Yovaliti alachem. And everybody goes back, Ishalach, Huzad Vesha Mishpachto. Ask the Hegyona Shel Torah. It's interesting that we do it on Yom Kippur. That's not the beginning of the year. Right? Everything starts on Rosh Hashanah. Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah. The new year is always Rosh Hashanah. Why Yom Kippur? Why is the shofar pushed off to Yom Kippur? Why is Shiluach Avadim only done on Yom Kippur? And the Gemara even says, he quotes on the line 5, that there's a limbo period. There's a limbo period from the beginning of the year. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, line 5. May Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Lo hayu avadim niftarim labadehem. The avadim did not go back yet. They weren't freed yet. But v'lo mishtabdim la'adonehem. But they didn't work anymore. They didn't serve their master anymore, but they didn't go free yet. But they relaxed. Ela ochlim vishosim usmechim. They relaxed. They ate. They drank. They were merry. Va'atroseim barashehem. Right. Their crowns were on their heads. Right. The Rambam uses a similar lashon about Olam Haba. Kivan shiyagia Yom Kippurim. Once Yom Kippur comes, taku bezdin b'shofar niftarim avadim labateim v'sadu chozros labaleim. Right. The shofar is blown. And the avadim go free. Everything goes free. Everything happens on Yom Kippur. So ask the Gyanoi Sar Torah. Kasha lahavin. L'shem ma ha-ma'avar ha-iti me'avdos l'chiris. Why such a slow transition? Something happens in Yovel, so let it happen in Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's normal. Right? Rosh Hashanah is when things transition. Right? Lama lo niftar avadim lebatam. Take it for Rosh Hashanah. Everything should start then. Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah. Right? All the Chumas and Maisris, there's a Rosh Hashanah for them. Whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Tu B'Shvat, whatever it is, there's a Rosh Hashanah for, you know, for everything, for all of the Tevuah. Why two stages? And you want to say for some reason it goes by Yom Kippur? So let them work till Yom Kippur. No, they stop on Rosh Hashanah, and then they're just hanging out, and they're just relaxing for 10 days, and then they go free. They have a special, unusual status. They're not free, but they're not avadim. Question one. So why do you have that transitionary period? Question two. Tamua, line 15. Gama davar shebishofer hachiris tokea lo rako eved elagam haadon. Who has to blow shofar? Everybody blows shofar. Right, they say on Rosh Hashanah, you could be yotze. We have about tokea in shul. Not everybody has to blow shofar. The mitzvah is shmiya. But yovel mitzvah might be tkiya, according to many Rishonim. So everybody's got to blow shofar. Even, not just the avadim going free. But even the mishachrim, the adon, the master, right, you would think that the one who goes free, I'm going to blow shofar. Right, the one that is setting free, lo rak misha yotzei lecheres, ela gam misha motzi lecheres. Right, biyom akiburim taaviru shofar b'chol artzachem milamed shekol yachid v'yachid chayev letkoa. Everybody blow shofar. Ask the Hegyon Shel Torah, lama lo maspik sheha eved l'shavar yizka b'shofar. Let the eved blow shofar. He's the one going free. Let him blow shofar. Kedei lafkia atzmo me avduso b'tokef achok. To show that the law says that he goes free. Why does the mishachrer, why does the bailim have to blow and the eved? So why the transition and why does everybody have to blow shofar, even the mishachrer? Ela says the Hegyon Shel Torah, lohodiyacha she'ein masigim shinuyim sotzialiyim marchike leches al yidei ma'afecha kfuya milamala. Fascinating. Social changes, especially radical ones, cannot be forced upon part of society, he says. You have to have some type of acceptance by everyone. Because if it's forced, it's not going to last. Shiluach avadim v'achzor asados l'ba'aleihem. Letting my eved go, that's really hard. That's really hard. Returning my fields that I bought, mahavim shinui radikali b'chol ha'mivneh ha'sociali v'akakali shel ba'aleihem. The whole economic structure of society is being changed here in a radical way. Mahavim shinui. I read that. The azos. So how do you do that? How do you get the bailim to willingly let their avadim? This is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants the avadim to go free. Hashem wants the lands to go back. But how do you do that? If you just force it and you don't have them take part in the process, so then it's going to be much harder. Ve'zos yesh lahaseh ha'idei hachsharas halavavos shel kol hanogim b'davar. Let it go in stages. Stages, slow stages. Otherwise, if something is it's not done in a step-by-step way, it's not going to be good. Kasha lahasig shinui kitzoni kaze aide pekuda migavoa bilvad. Right, you can't touch such radical changes by forcing from above. Yesh lo shatif bo kol agormim, as many people that can be involved in the process, he says, of implementation. Gama marvichim v'gama mafsidim. Those that gain and those that lose. The eved and the adon, as much as we could part, get them to participate. Yesh lidok shedavar ze yusaga yidei ritzonim atov shel mafsidim. One should be concerned that, you know, even the mafsidim, the ones that stand to lose, should be involved. Yesh la'afshelem l'sgaber al yitzrom ha'enochi. Again, ultimately it has to happen. If somebody's going to scream, I don't want my eved to go free, I don't want my eved to go free, after this time period, tough luck. You have to listen to the Torah. But as much as we could help the process, the Torah tries to help. So what do we have? First of all, we have it in stages. First, you're not gonna be left without them, right? They're just gonna stop working for you. So you might say on the other hand, that's harder, just have a clean break. Okay, but the Torah thinks that slowly, slowly, get used to the idea. We're not abandoning you. Zman ha-matim, and what's the best time that people's hearts are open to be able to hear the Dvar Hashem and to hear the chesed that they have to perform for other people? Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Those are the 10 days. Hazman ha-matim lakach, hayamim. You don't have the last 10 days of the previous year. You don't say that. You know, 10 days before the end of the 49th year, you know, they should go free. And then Rosh Hashanah, okay, then they go free. No. Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Because if there's any time of year that a Jew's heart is open, it's during those 10 days. B'yamim eila maharer hayudi b'tshuva. B'yamim eila hu osa chesh b'nafsho. He's doing a chesh b'nefesh. B'yamim eila hu nevak im tvi osav. I'm working with my ego during that time. It's easier during those days lakuf al atzmo to force himself. Vitur marchik leches klapi zulas, to give up, to be able to let go. L'shachmer avadim alahachzer sadus labaleim. On Yom Kippur, when we reach the highest, okay, set him free. That's the best chance we got. The best chance we have for somebody to understand and appreciate and also feel like they're not being forced, but they realize the deeper understanding of what the Torah is trying to do on the day that we're like Malachim. I'm not involved in eating and drinking anything in this world. Next column. Avadim, Gashmius, all of my assets, it's the easiest. In below zeh, lufanav lachar bevadei lo. If it doesn't work on Yom Kippur, then it's not going to work any other day. So we try. Hashem, the Torah tries to help us out. Deal with this difficult, challenging mitzvah. Im yeh sikui kol shehi la'adam yisrael. If there's any chance, she yisromei mibchina musarit, avakayim, mitzvah maximalit kazos, this maximal, it is ideal and hard. But, you know, this is for the good of society and for the good of everyone. And therefore, it's this day. And that's what he says. That's why there's a ma'avar. That's why there's a transition. And he says, and that's why even the andon blow shofar. Let him feel like he's part of the process. He's not being forced like, oh, the Eved's blowing shofar and he's out of here. No, the andon also blows. I am being mishachrer. Ha'adon ba'atzmo tokeh b'shofar. Hacheres shel avadav. Hashofar hazeh machazek bo es ritzono. It's strength in his, it's Yom Kippur. And he knows he should do this. And by doing an action like shofar, it helps me machazek, his decision. Fachlataso shehisig osam, achra yomim shel mavak, after days of an inner struggle. Mavak nafshi atzum, volivati nashav gedolim. I blow shofar. I blow shofar lo'odet atzmo. That helps me. That helps me get through over the hump. That last bit. And that's what it's about. That's why we have the transition. That's why everybody blows the shofar. Yovel Nifchalios Tekev Achreshas Hashmita. And also he just says in the last paragraph, and you know how Yovel is easier? It's after a full year of Shemitah where we spend time learning, where we spend time connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yovel is Dafke after that. So everything we could do to put ourselves in the mood to be able to follow the Dvar Hashem. Yovel Nivchar Lios Tekef Achrei Shnas HaShmita. Shnas Arbom V'Teisha Hilu Shmita. After the 49th year, Kishash HaShmita. Shalavnei Yovel also Mevia Nituk Chalki. There's a partial separation. Shel HaAdam Yisrael Misadosav. Right? We don't work our fields. And then the next year, we let go of the fields and we get back our other fields. But that is a insightful thought from the Hegyono Shel Torah. Okay. We continue with the Pasuk. The Torah tells us, Pasuk Yutes. It's all Perachafei. So we have the laws of Shemitah and Yovel, and then we have the laws of Ona'ah. ona, overcharging or underpaying, v'chisim ku memkar la'misecha, okana yamsecha atonu isha zachiv. We know it mentions ona more than once. One is ona's mamon, one is ona's dvarim. In the fourth parak in Bamatzia, they talk about the differences between those two. V'lo sonu isha samiso, v'yareisa me'alokecha. Ki ani Hashem alokechem, I am Hashem. Follow my mitzvahs. Pasuk Yud Tes. V'nasna ha'aretz pirya. The land will give its fruit. Va'achaltem lasova. And you shall eat satiation. V'shatam lavetach aleha. And you will sit in security. So, v'nasna ha'aretz pirya. Va'achaltem lasova. So, there'll be fruit. You'll eat to satiation. And you'll be secure. V'shatam lavetach. Ask the Sofer, if there are a lot of fruit, of course you can eat well. Right, what's the Torah adding by saying, v'nasa ares pirya, v'achaltem lasova, you'll eat plenty. Of course, if there's peros, v'nasa ares pirya, v'achaltem lasova. Right, what's that adding? And v'shaptem levetach, going into security. Ask the Ksav Sofer, tzorech lomar pshita, kivat sheyeh ribui peros sheyochlu lasova, if there's plenty of fruit to eat, so what's the additional chiddush of le'echol asova? V'nir ali says the Ksav Sofer, ki Hashem nosin la'adam akol b'shefa. Hashem gives everybody so much. He gives us all so much. V'yesh b'yad adam le'echol es anig harbe. And the Ksav Sofer wrote this not so recently, 150 years ago, and he's talking about how much food they had. Can't imagine that if you walked into one of our stores. So he says, Hashem gives so much, and a person can eat and get enjoyment. Aval, bas ba'adam ba'atzmo lo yochal ki'im l'sova nafsho. We have to eat until satiation, but no more. V'lo yoser midai. There's so much eating in Judaism, right? There's so many things, there's so many, every event that we have is a suda, and often it's more than one. Right, then we have Kiddush and we have Shabbos and we have Yontif and we have Sudas and weddings and Bris. But we have to make sure that there's a whole Sefer, the Rabbeinu Bachai wrote, Shulchan Shel Arba, all about the halachas relating to eating and Suuda. So says the Ksav Sofer, this pasuk is alluding to proper eating habits. V'lo yoser midai k'dei shelo yavo levai d'idei rov achilu v'shasiya. Right, like the Chazal quote, when we feel too satiated, it's hard to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we have above and beyond. Chazal say, a lion roars when he has plenty of meat. If we acted properly and we used all the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us properly and we didn't go beyond, so says, right, what led to the churban? Led to the churban as we just took everything and took and took and took, not just food-wise, but in terms of everything in the world. And we didn't focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we focused on ourselves. Right, nehenu misudaso shalach hashverosh. Right, that's what the Gemara says in Megillah. Right, even in then. Avalokeinasu, ela achlu v'savu v'shachu es elokeim oseim. And that's what it is. V'nasna aretz pirya. V'achaltem lasova, just eat sova till satiation. Then v'shaftem levetach. Shavatem lo sochlu rak lasova, kefi ahechrich, ad shetispov, od v'shaftem levetach, ba'aretzachem lo tiglu. You won't go into galus. I think this is one of the areas which our generation could work on. I think it's a little better here in Eretz Yisrael. I think the lavishness of the food is not as great. But in general, I think the Jewish people, we have what to work on in terms of our eating habits, and we can't just say it goes to the Neshama Yaseira. Right? We have Avachem Lasova. Right? Lasova, the Rambam says you have to eat till you're 2/3 full. I don't know how do you ever know that. But even if we eat till we're full, so not beyond. Not beyond. And that's what the Ksav Sofer says. The Torah is telling us, you want bracha? You want bracha? Watch how we Bachatam Lasova. You know, one might say also, as we said, it's not just food. Right, all type of gashmi, physical assets or items that we imbibe or consume, right? Lasova, right? It doesn't have to be more. all types of assets. We could plug it in, what we're referring to, and in that way, v'shavtem levetach ba'artzachem. It's a kadoshim tiyu type of attitude, according to what's appropriate, b'chol d'rachecha da'eyu. Okay. Continuing. There is a thought that I saw this week. It's not in the sources, I just saw it this week, so I'll just mention it. An amazing b'shem Rabbi Dr. Tversky on the next pasuk. Well, the pasuk says, v'chi somru manochal b'shana shviyas. Right? You're going to say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? Hein lo nizra lo nasevas tvoaseinu. We're not going to seed. We're not going to gather the tvua. Don't worry, says Hashem. You're going to have enough for the seventh year and the eighth year, all the years. One second. Rabbi Tversky asked, what does Pasuk Yud Chaf say? V'chi somru, lest you say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? The seventh year? The seventh year, you still have plenty of food. You planted in the sixth year. The seventh year, not the issue. Right? Anybody who's had the schus of being here and asked yourself for a Shemitah year, the Shemitah year is not the issue with all the questions come up. It's the year after Shemitah. During Shemitah, it's all sixth year fruit. So, what's the Torah talking about? What does it mean that we're going to say, oh, what are we eating in the seventh year? Seventh year, we have plenty. So Rabbi Tversky said, in his psychological, bent, if I know that I'm not going to have something in the future, then even if I have it now, I can't enjoy it fully. Because I'm just anxious. And I have anxiety about, oh, I'm not going to have it in the future. It's like human nature. Just be happy with what you have. Have bitachon. Don't worry about it. So even in the seventh year, we're not going to enjoy it. We're going to say, what are we going to eat? What do you mean? You have plenty. Yeah, we have plenty. But what about next year? But we're not going to be able to even eat, enjoy what we have. Such a musr, but again, we have to try to overcome that feeling. To try to overcome and say, if you have something, just enjoy it. And, worrying is nothing constructive about that, but that's what's alluded to. V'chi somru, manocha b'shana shviyas. What is that, shana shviyas? Yeah, shana shviyas. Even in shana shviyas, we're going to be nervous because we know it's limited. No, it's limited. We have to try to overcome that and focus on ezehu ashir, right? B'chalko that we have. And in that way, be able to enjoy the bracha that Hashem gives us. And we say in Modim, Anisecha Shebechol Yom Yimon, Anfosecha Shebechol Eis, we have to try. Okay, but on that pasuk, on the continuation of the pasuk, Hashem says, don't worry, V'tzivisiyas berchasi lachem b'shana ashishis, I'm going to give super strength to the sixth year planting, V'asasas atul l'shalosh hashanim. And then you will go for, you'll have enough for 3 years. Uzratem as a shana ashminis, and in the eighth year you'll plant again. Va'achaltem in a tvua yashan, and while you plant, you'll eat from the old tvua. Achanat shias until the ninth year, until you'll have plenty. So as of Sternbach, here in source number 5, what's Pasuk Chavez? And you'll plant in the eighth year. Well, of course we're going to plant in the eighth year. The Torah says, oh, now we're allowed to plant in the eighth year? It's not Shemitah anymore. You'll plant the Pasuk should just say, you'll have enough for 3 years and you'll eat plenty. The Pasuk says, Uzeratem es Hashana Hashminis? Again, we just asked a question about the Shana Shviyas phrase. But what is that adding? Uzeratem es Hashana Hashminis, that you'll plant in the eighth year. Says of Sternbach, source number 5. Yesh asher yidameh ha'adam benafsho. Somebody might have thought, there might have been a havamina to think, ki la'achar sheshavas bimaleches ha'adam azman rav, after a year of not working, v'nizbarech mishamayim leparnas aso, and I had such a bracha, and Hashem gives such a nes, that the tfuah from the sixth year lasts all these years, yachalu la'amshach b'derech zu, v'leishem v'veisu abata bimalachto. Okay, maybe, this is good. Hashem gives me an A, I'll just sit at home, and I'll rake it in. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishalach Lo Parnasasa Kvitz Rachav. It says that Hashem's going to give me Parnasa. Okay, Hashem will give me Parnasa. I'll continue not working. Rav Sternbach says, no. Get back to the field. Uzratem es Hashana Hashminis. That's the way of life. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world that we do our Ishtavos, we do our Avoda, V'zeh Sapecha Tocha Lechem. Shemitah is a special din, special nes for those years. Otherwise, says Rav Sternbach, says, you got to work. Can't accept mon to fall, except when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises. Sherak ayidei shenoeku minag derech eretz. Va'amal avi teref l'nafsho. Yivrachei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do our ishtadlus, right? We do our work, and in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a bracha. We work when we're supposed to be working, and we stop working when we are supposed to stop working. Right, he says, it's even a yalkut. A yalkut, he says in Dvarim, v'esha'am tzavlim artem overim b'gol acheichem, b'nei esav, atem ochlim im esav, b'olam hazeh. Ulamak Yeshem alecha b'irachacha, yachal afilo ata yoshe batel. You might think Hashem's going to give you bracha, even if you sit there, do nothing, tam alom rai b'chol masi yadcha, im osei ha'adam hari hu mizbarech, v'im laveinu mizbarech. Right, and that's what we have to recognize. Umavur mizeh, shagam b'midbar, shazachu l'man min ha'shamayim. V'nira ha'yashinam tarchalim azonam klal. No, they had to go out and get it. Wait, the man's going to come to you? Go and collect it. Even then, a little bit. So says Rav Sternbach. The Torah tells us, after the nes of Shemitah, we have to recognize, uzratem eshana ha'shminis. We get a bracha, that's how Hashem runs the world. Right? Torah and derech eretz, as the Gemara says in Maseches Brachas, Rabbi Yishmael. Right? That's the avoda. That's what it says in each of our ksubas, that we're going to support our wives, right? That's part of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, or at least how the world exists after Chet of Adam and Chava. So that's the chiddush of Uzuratem as Hashanah Hashminis. Okay, and we continue. Pasuk, next pasuk. Again, all of these psukim relating to Shemitah, one pasuk after another. V'ha'aretz lo simacher litzmisus. Pasachav Gimel, the land shall not be sold forever. Ki li ha'aretz, because Hashem says, I'm in charge. Ki gerim v'toshavim atem imadi. Because you are gerim and toshavim. Interesting lashon. Sounds like Avram Avinu. Ve'gerim v'toshav anochi imachem. By the Bnei Ches in Chayisara. Hashem says, you are gerim and toshavim. What's varz lo simacha litzmisus? So there's a discussion of the Rishonim here, whether this is a lav or this is a reality. What's called the minia, or it's a, right, is there an isser if I sell land and I don't let it go back during Yovel? Is that an avera, or that's just impossible? Right, you have various psukim. Lo yucha lavakra, there are a couple of psukim in the Torah that it's a machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a losase, it's a do not, it's a warning, or it's just a reality. You can't. It's impossible. So the Rashi says here, litain lav, al chazor asodos labayelam biyova. Rashi holds, it's a lav, it's a lo sase. Shalo yaloke akosh, the buyer shouldn't keep it forever, you have to let it go back. And the Rashi says, ki li aretz, because the land is mine, al tera incha ba she'ena shalcha. Right? It's not ultimately yours. It's my land, says Hashem. So it's interesting, if you think about it, first, well, what's the lashon of gerim v'toshavim? That's the question that Rav Zevin asks in La Torah V'Lamoadim. What is the language of Gerim and Toshavim? They're opposites. A Ger is a stranger, a visitor, and a Toshav is somebody who lives there, and someone who is native. So he quotes one line of the Chasam Sofer, and then he explains it. Says the Chasam Sofer, he quotes, Isser ha-mechira shel ha-aretz litzmisus goreim gam gerus. This halacha of lands returning to their original owners causes us to feel very kavua and very arai. Causes us to feel like we belong and that we don't belong. Like we're the bialim and that we're not the bialim. And there's this balance when it comes to Yovel. And then he's going to extend it to life as well. So let's see. Miyatzada Echad, says Rav Zevin. Miyatzada Echad on line 3. Harei zem more, shein adam bala bayis kavu al admaso. The pashup shot is that I have to release my lands, and that's a feeling of gerus. Like, I'm not the owner, I don't belong here, I'm not the bialim, I'm not set, I have to give up my land. Sharei ein lo zchus shel mechira. I don't have the zchus, the right, to sell it forever. I sell land, or I buy land, I have to give it back. If I sell land, I sell somebody else's land, it's like that sale is not going to be forever. Right? That gives me a sense of I don't know, helplessness, or at least not in charge. But I'm going to get my lands back in Yovel. The ones that I had to sell 30 years ago. I'm going to get those back. So that gives me a feeling of belonging. That gives me a feeling of, oh, this is mine. I'm the Bailin. I will always have this land, Maiste Achuza. And I'll get my land back. And getting my land back, I feel like I belong and I'm a Toshav. Says the Rav Zevin, that's the balance of this halacha. You have to give lands back and you don't feel like a Bailin, but you get your land back. So that's Ger Vitoshav. Geirim v'toshivim atem imadi. Matzav zeh. Now says Rav Zevin. Shehaadam ba'aretz hu gam ger v'gam toshav. Ger mibichinas atzmo. Right, he says, we're a ger if we just look at ourselves as an individual. V'toshav mibichinas retzifos adoros. But if we see ourselves as a link in the chain of the Jewish people and my family in the Steachuza world, getting my ancestral land back, in the days of Yovel with all the Shvatim, then I realize that I'm permanent. Because I'm just, the Jewish people are permanent. Matzav zeh gorim la'ashpo al hakaras ha'adam b'chlal. K'sh'ani la'atzmi mani, if I'm alone, I'm like a ger. Adam yisodam yafar ve'enu el ger. Oreach, I'm a guest in this world. Aval k'shemizbonin shu maha v'chulya b'shalshelas adoros. But when I realize that I'm a link, it started with Mitzrayim and it's going to go till Mashiach. Then I'm Kavua. I'm not just a ger. I'm not just a ger. So it's two opposite feelings that the message of Yovel is supposed to give us. Permanence and temporary state as well. He says, if you think about it, even in terms of time, maybe we should feel this. Not just a Yovel thought, but a Shabbos thought. Line 17. Ubavuvan acher nomar adavar gam besofa parsha. What's the end of the parsha? The last pasuk in the parsha? Shabsos et ishmaru mikdashi tiro, ani Hashem. Right, last pasuk in the parsha. Shabbos. Yesh shmira shi b'muvan hamtana. We've mentioned this before. Sometimes the word shmira doesn't mean guard, but it also means to anticipate and to look forward to. Right, what did it say by Yaakov Avinu after he heard Yosef's dreams? The Aviv Shamar Sadavar. And Rashi quotes, O Yosef Mitzapa, when's it going to happen? Klomar, Adam Yisrael Tzarech Af Besheshes Yimeachol, Lamtinul Chakos Liyama Shabbos. The whole week, we're counting toward Shabbos. That's part of the Mitzvah Daraisa, the Ramban says. Zachar Hashem Asabbos Lakacho. Remember Shabbos the whole week. Besides Lakacho on Shabbos. But remember it the whole week. Ka'adam Amizgor L'Ragli Asaka Michus L'Beso. Says Rav Zevin in a great mashal. Says, imagine somebody's on a business trip. It doesn't matter how long the business trip is, you feel like a ger. You're not at home. You're in a hotel, you're in somebody's house, and you're looking forward to coming home. It doesn't matter how long the business trip is. It could be that somebody works out of the house, and they're out of the house even more than their travel. They're out of the house even more than they're at the in the home. But out of the house, they feel like they're out of the house. Only once they come home, they feel like they're home. They're Toshav. You could be a ger more time than you're a Toshav. But you know what's ger, what's your state of gerus, and what's your state of Toshav. During the week, we're ger. We're running around. We're in a different world. On Shabbos, we become Toshav. We come home. Shabbos, we come home. Right, Shemizgorer, Lurigli Asaka, Michus Labeso, Shumargish Eno Shom, El Bechinas Ger, Vunimsa Vadiras Arai, the whole week we're in Adiras Arai, Vumitsava Chake, why am I going to come home? When's it going to be Shabbos? That's when I'm home. Vein Hevdo, Beinim Nunimsa Rovzmano, Bachutz Omiyatzmano, as we just said. Doesn't matter how much time you're out. Ha Hevdel Hubahakaraso, Bahargasho. In the days of old, they used to take business trips for months and come back. But they were on a trip. They were ger all those months. Yachal hu lizgor zman rav b'neichar v'lavo lizman katzar abayta. But you know, v'sheishes yemei achol week. Shabbos is only one day. Weekday is 6 days. Doesn't matter. 6 days were ger. 6 days were not in our natural habitat. The natural habitat and zone of a Jew is Shabbos. Right? Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Tzorach Adam Lahargish as Atzmo Kmo Pruzdar. The whole week is a Pruzdar. Hamishamish Mavo Latraklin Shehu Yom HaShabbos. And that's what we say. That's what we look forward to every day. Yom Yom Rishon LaShabbos, Sheni LaShabbos. So it's Yovel. This one halacha teaches us to be a ger and a toshav, but maybe also it applies how we look at ourselves in this world in general. Okay. One more thought. I think I might have mentioned this years ago, but it's a Lag BaOmer thought because Lag BaOmer is this week. So a thought about the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada is the Ben Yishchai's commentary on Sukkah, but I saw in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer on Moadim, he just quotes the whole Gemara. The Ben Yehoyada just doesn't quote the whole Gemara. He quotes this, it's a thought from the Ben Yehoyada, so I just gave it to you here, because he just summarizes the two Gemaras that are put together. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei. Why? Well, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is connected to Lag BaOmer, and therefore we're just going to do one Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei, on the second line, now in source number 7, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Yochal ani lifter es kol olam kulam min adin. I have an exemption for the whole world. I have an exemption for the whole world. I could get everybody out of the din in the future. It doesn't explain. It doesn't explain in that Gemara how he's going to do this and what his svara is. So the Ben Yehoyada amazingly puts together a totally different Gemara. Two other Gemaras. Gemara in Sukkah, Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Gemara in Shabbos. Put three Gemaras together and you got a pshat. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadi Aleph, summarized here, in the future Hashem's going to bring us all, we're all going to have to stand the judgment after 120. And Hashem's going to bring in our body and say, I have to judge you. And what's the body going to say? Don't blame me. Look, since the day after 120, after my soul left me, I haven't done one sin. So you see, it's not me. You see, it's not me. I haven't moved. And then Hashem's going to bring the neshama. Hashem's going to say, neshama, come here. The neshama's going to say, I haven't sinned since the second I was in the body. So what are you going to blame me for? So the goof's going to say, I haven't done anything. Harai, I haven't done anything since the neshama left me. The neshama's going to say, I must be potter. I didn't do anything since I was in the goof. So what's Hashem going to say? So the Gemara gives a mashal. Gemara gives a mashal. Mashal la'adam on line 12. La'melashay la'bustanoa. There was a king that had a beautiful orchard. And he wanted to make sure that nobody took from his orchard his prized apples, his prized fruit. So what does he do? What's he going to do? So he's going to have, he got two guards. One guard in a wheelchair and one guard that's blind. Right? So again, the one in the wheelchair could see. So if he sees somebody coming, he'll tell the blind one, run that way, run that way. So, okay. So what they do? The chigar can't walk, the suma can't see. So, what happened? The man in the wheelchair says, look, there's some delicious fruit there. So, push me to this way, put me on your shoulders, and I'll get the fruit and we'll enjoy it together. We'll enjoy it together. V'kachave. Liyamim higir achigar l'suma ki apiris tavein le'nayim v'suma heyed afula re'eu. So they do that. Liyamim, the king, comes and sees, his fruit are gone. He says, what happened? So the wheelchair man says, well, I can't move. And the blind man says, well, I can't see. So the king knew what's going on. So he says, okay. He put the blind man, he put the wheelchair guy on top of the shoulders of the blind man. It's like, okay, now I'm going to judge you together. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do that also. Oh, the goof is not going to, couldn't do it. And the neshama couldn't do it. Okay. Put the neshama back in the goof and Hashem will judge us together. Okay. That's the Gemara. What's going to happen? Says the Ben Yishchai, says the Ben Yehoyada, Masechah Shabbos. There's a halacha on Shabbos. What if two people do a malacha together? Shnayim shasa'uhu pater. If we each carry a pencil outside on Shabbos without an erev, we're pater, because each one, we could have done this ourselves. So we're pater. But the Gemara says, if it's a malacha that each of us can't do separately, there's a big couch, and we carry the couch outside, ze'enu yachal, then chayef. Then the two combine. V'Rebbe Shimon poter. Rebbe Shimon holds, even if ze'enu yachal, if two people combine, that's not called a malacha. Says the Ben Yishchai, oh, What did Rabbi Shimon say? I could potter the whole world. Why could I potter the whole world? Because what's his svara? His svara is, Shnai Shasu potter always. Two people together combined to do a malacha. It's not a malacha. They're not chayiv. Ah, and what's Hashem going to do? The guf and the neshama together? Rav Shimon is going to say pater. That's the charifus that the Ben Yoyada puts together. Again, if you look inside, he says, I know it's a chiddush because who says that Hashem is bound by the rules of Bezdin, of Shnayim Shasa'uhu, but it's a creative thought, and Rabbi Shimon is defends Klal Yisrael. So we dive in that Bishchus, Rabbi Shimon Bayachoy, we have Nisim and Niflos and Yeshuos and Shalom and Bracha and Geulos. This day and all days, Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zochet to have Binyan Beis Hamikdash and this Shavuos to have all Klal Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash in peace and serenity for all Jews.